wil volgen.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria will peak at 28 degrees today. Joburg up to 26. Mbombela a high of only 21.
In Buccleuch on the N3 northbound, queuing traffic on the link to the N1 north at the Buccleuch interchange.
In your sport, American world number 4 Taylor Fritz will donate his Australian Open first round prize money to victims of the LA fires. And Greg Norman has been replaced as chief executive of LIV Golf.
South Africa has welcomed the temporary ceasefire agreement reached between Israel and Hamas. The deal was announced last night to bring an end to the devastating 15-month-long war.
The ceasefire must lay the basis for a just peace, which should include the establishment of an independent, viable Palestinian state. The provisional measures prescribed by the ICJ must be adhered to by the occupying power. International law and humanitarian law must be respected and upheld.
Spokesperson for the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation, Kristen Peary, says government regards the ceasefire as a crucial first step towards ending the severe humanitarian crisis faced by the 2.3 million Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. The ceasefire is expected to come into effect on Sunday and include the release of 33 hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. Meanwhile, Gaza's Civil Defense Agency says this morning that at least 7 people had been killed in fresh Israeli strikes in the Palestinian territory. That's hours before Israel's cabinet is set to vote on the ceasefire deal. More at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on news. Back in South Africa, final checks will be conducted from this morning to ensure there are no illegal mine workers still stranded underground at an abandoned gold mine in Stilfontein. National police say volunteers who have been assisting the rescue operations have informed authorities that they believe all the illegal miners have now been brought to the surface. Northwest Police Commissioner Patrick Seneng told the media last night that 246 illegal mine workers were brought to the surface since Monday, while 78 bodies were recovered.
It is an elaborate process to determine the cause of death, including when and how they died. So that process will be conducted by the pathological services as part and parcel of this investigation.
More on our news blog. To America, where outgoing President Joe Biden delivered his last address to his nation last night, ahead of Monday's inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. Biden urged Americans to stand guard against what he calls a dangerous oligarchy forming in the world's largest economy.
And that's a dangerous concentration of power in the hands of a very few ultra-wealthy people. And the dangerous consequences if their abuse of power is left unchecked. An oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy, our basic rights and freedoms, and a fair shot for everyone to get ahead.
And back home, dangerous weather heading our way.
Remember to take caution as these storms may result in some damaging winds, a possibility of hail, as well as a heavy downpour that might lead to localized flooding.
SA Weather Service forecast Lekgolo Ginola Tobela says there are warnings for severe thunderstorms with hard rain, possible damaging winds and hail over Gauteng, as well as parts of Mpumalanga, Limpopo, the Northwest and the Free State. I'm Gerda de Souza, net weer die hoofnuus. Die Suid-Afrikaanse regering het die tydelike skietstilstand tussen Israel en Hamas verwelkom.
So we weren't happy with the other names we called rich people. The rich and wealthy, oligarch. It's a very strange word.
And to put that word towards America, I mean,
it's always Russian.
Yes, and now he's saying it in an American context. Mm. It was a very dark speech that Biden gave last night.
Oligarch.
Yeah,
it sounds. Yeah, I can hear it. Yeah, it's strong. It's
yeah, but I think it also just suggests a little bit more of a closer relationship to governance. The government.
I know. Yeah, yeah. No. When Joe Biden mumbles it, it does land differently.
He's a terrible mumbler. He really must learn to enunciate.
Maar die man is, hy is, ek dink hy is moeg vir jou, hoor.
Ja. Yeah.